It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Many parents enroll their children in youth sports programs to help them stay active and learn new skills, and that can have lots of benefits for kids.
But youth sports can also come with costs, from expensive pay-to-play programs to injuries caused by focusing on just one sport at early ages.
In her new book, author Dion Kohler says our system of youth sports needs a shakeup and that fun and play need to be at the center of the conversation. She's director of the Center for Sport and the Law at the University of Baltimore. Her new book is called More Than Play, How Law, Policy, and Politics Shape American Youth Sport. Dion, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thanks for having me.
You start your book talking about this idea that it's accepted in American law related to youth sports that youth sports is good. It's a thing with just straight up benefits for kids. And that idea, that attitude has shaped a lot of our laws and regulations or lack of same around youth sports. Can you talk about that a little bit and what it means for the reality of youth sports?
Well, I think that's a great place to start because I think that is the sort of starting and ending point for a lot of our law and policy around youth sport. And frankly, as a parent, who had my kids in youth sports, that's the start and ending point for a lot of parents and people involved with youth sports as well, which is, hey, this is a great thing, right? So I don't need to kind of think beyond that. And more is more. My kids should be involved. I should continue to encourage my child to stay involved. And so while youth sport can be a terrific thing, undoubtedly, I've seen it myself. I was a youth sport. I was an athlete. And I believe in it and love sports. But that type of kind of simplistic thinking means that we have not really thought through what youth sport in the United States really is today, what it really has become. And so trying to move away from the sort of isn't this all good and look with more nuance into today's youth sport experience.
Another core concept is that there's a lot of value created in different ways of measuring value from youth sports. And only some of that value is actually going to the kids themselves. What do you mean by that? How is that value being, in some ways, extracted from kids in youth sports?
Yeah, so the idea of kind of value generation in sports is one that we are very, very familiar with in the United States, of course. Kind of value generation is something that, for instance, professional athletes and their unions negotiate with owners with, right? How much of the revenue are NBA players going to get versus the owners? So the idea of value creation in sports is a common one, but we don't think about it with respect to youth sports. And what I talk about in the book is I say, well, youth sports doesn't create necessarily the kind of professional sports revenues that we see every day when we watch a typical professional sports franchise. Although youth sports is about a $20 billion a year enterprise, but youth sports participation and kids participating in sports creates a lot of benefits, actually, when you look beyond kind of the profits that the youth sport industry is making. Benefits that I talk about, everything from parents who just enjoy watching their kids perform and go into tournaments and score goals and swim fast, to the Olympic and Paralympic movement who gets the benefit out of a pipeline of kids who become elites at a very early age.
One of the downsides you point out, one of the most pervasive downsides in some ways, is a huge percentage of kids who are involved in youth sports leave youth sports, often because they say, according to surveys, it's not fun anymore. We've taken the fun out of youth sports. How has the system done that to the point where kids are just opting out?
This has been known for a very long time. And what we know from the research, especially from the research done by the medical community, is that one of the reasons why kids walk away from sports is due to burnout. And one of the reasons why they burn out is because of overtraining and early sport specialization. Kids are encouraged to pick a sport, become really, really good at that sport, and then train year round. That is mentally exhausting. It is physically taxing. They end up with what the medical community has called an epidemic of preventable overtraining issues. And so kids find that that system can actually just be so mentally and physically exhausting that they walk away. In addition, there are a lot of, and this is well known as well, a lot of sort of unpleasant side effects of youth sports participation, which is parents yelling at coaches, parents yelling at refs, parents yelling at other parents. Kids feel a lot of pressure. it can be really intense and it can really be too much for their developing bodies. And so what the research shows us is that by the time they hit the age of about 12 or 13, they say, I'm done.
I want to turn to some of the worst cases here. There's an attitude, again, in law that, hey, we're going to leave this to parents and the youth sports leagues. And then parents, I think, are expected, in many cases, do put their trust in the coaches and the organizations and things like that. And then we see worst cases in many different sports of widespread abuse, physical abuse, sexual abuse, or even just wrecking the bodies of young athletes by overtraining. How do we break that cycle of, hey, we trust this organization, and then they, in some cases, sadly, betray that trust?
One of the things I try to make clear in the book is that I'm not villainizing youth sport providers or coaches. My husband coached my son's soccer team and did the best he certainly could. But one of the things I point out is that everybody in youth sports kind of has an assumption, isn't somebody else looking out for the kid here, right? To some extent, the system is set up so that parents are, for instance, informed and monitoring their kids for concussions or these overuse injuries. Coaches, we know, are most often volunteers. They're dads or moms who are doing the best they can, but certainly don't have the kind of training and certification that would enable them to spot overuse injuries or know when things have gone too far. What we have with a sort of no regulation environment of youth sports is that everybody's there assuming, well, isn't this okay? And isn't somebody doing a background check on a coach? Parents are surprised when I go out and talk that no, there's for the most part, nobody else is watching. Parents, it's up to you. Similarly, coaches, it's very easy, very low barrier to entry to get into youth sport coaching because there's no government entity, there's no state entity that's saying, hey, we need to make sure that the people who are engaging children's minds and bodies in sports necessarily know what they're doing.
Dionne Kohler is with us. Her new book is More Than Play, How Law, Policy, and Politics Shape American Youth Sport. Dionne, what would a better system look like? What would a kid-centered, maybe fun-centered approach to youth sports look like?
Well, we have some examples from around the world, actually. And interestingly enough, the rest of the world is sort of having conversations about youth sports that we don't often have in the United States. And these are conversations based on a human rights approach, based on a document called the United Nations Convention on the Rights of the Child. This is a document that lays out some kind of fundamental rights for children. And among them is the right to play and the right to safe and developmentally appropriate play. The United States is the only country in the world that has not signed on to this document because of concerns that it could infringe on parents' rights, for instance. So what countries like Norway and other countries have done, European countries, have really looked to this document and said, okay, what do kids need? And they have built a sports system that de-emphasizes in the early years the type of overtraining and early sports specialization we have here, and instead emphasizes the fun and fitness aspects of sports that we know incontrovertibly deliver a lot of benefits to kids. So we certainly can build youth sports differently, and there are many well-meaning youth sport providers who want to do that. But without any level of kind of consistent policy, national or state level regulation, we just don't have an opportunity to kind of operationalize that and scale it up for all kids who get involved in youth sports.
You give multiple examples of when Congress has gotten into youth sports, a very strong emphasis on a hands-off, a low regulation policy on youth sports. So failing that, who would need to take the lead to put this fun and play-centered mindset into American youth sports?
Outside of Congress doing something, states have considerable power in this area and could easily pass legislation. Again, minimum safety standards, not micromanaging T-ball, but minimum safety standards, and states could do that. If parents want to sort of advocate for this, this is a great thing to think about, because one of the things we know about sports in general is that minimum safety standards, minimum guidance about how sports should be, certainly doesn't destroy sports. It makes it better for everybody.
Dionne, we'll leave it there. Thanks a lot for sharing your work with us.
Really appreciate it. Thank you.
Dion Kohler is the director of the Center for Sport and the Law at the University of Baltimore. She's with us today to talk about her new book, More Than Play, How Law, Policy, and Politics Shape American Youth Sport. Now we're focusing in on youth sports programs in Wisconsin and how they keep things fun for kids. Cable Helmbrecht is the director of recreation at the Oshkosh Area School District. He was previously a recreation programmer for the city of Appleton. Cable, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thanks for having me.
Can you take us through the kinds of youth sports recreation programs that you offer to your community there in Oshkosh?
Yeah, certainly. Oshkosh Recreation Department is part of the Oshkosh Area School District. So that's a little bit different than most municipal recreations, which are associated with cities or villages. So being in the school district, we have the advantage of being able to reach our families that attend Oshkosh Area School District. So communication is key to promoting the programs that we like to offer here. So we run everything from, you know, basketball and softball camps. We do disc golf, you know, pickleball, some non-traditional sports programming. Running, rugby is a big one that we're partnering with. Tennis, and even, you know, things such as golf or bowling. And a lot of this stuff is done, you know, through the cooperation of different partners in the area. Like if we don't have an expert on our staff that's able to, you know, teach golf or teach kids how to, you know, approach bowling or score bowling, like we work with different people in the community to offer these things.
What do you see as the role of the value of community youth sports for kids?
I think we play a huge role in the value for kids. For one, we've talked about, I know Dion talked about the cost of youth sports and how much, you know, $20 billion per year that it generates in revenue. It's a money game. A lot of times families can't afford to do that. And being a municipal rec or a school district recreation department, that's where I think we, speaking as a field, it can really excel and offer a quality program that families can afford. The number one barrier for people enrolling their kids in youth sports is cost. And if they don't have the money, you know, sometimes that opportunity just goes by the wayside. So where we're at is we want to offer a quality program with really highly defined objectives for those programs and those leagues, and then be able to get kids involved without a huge time commitment, without, you know, traveling out of city, going and having to worry about paying for meals, paying for hotels, all that stuff. So we keep it really localized, you know, especially for like our basketball league, one practice a week. You know when you're going to practice. It's going to be perhaps on a Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. And then you're going to get your one game a week. It's always going to be at the same location. You're not traveling out of city. So we really, you know, bring those costs down for families to be able to get their, you know, that entry point into the youth sports arena.
As we heard, a lot of kids leave youth sports at some point just because it's not fun anymore. The competition, the stress, the pressure, things like that. What do you do, especially maybe at the early ages, to make sure that this is fun for the kids that are involved?
You hit it on the head, fun. You know, that's what we're about. We want to return the play back to the kids on the courts, okay? So it all starts with your philosophy as a department. What are we trying to accomplish here? Are we worried about wins and losses? Are we worried about who wins first place in our leagues? No. What we do, we start out, first of all, we try to organize our kids by the school that they attend. So more than likely they're going to be playing with kids they know, their friends. And that's a huge bonus for kids that want to get into youth sports. And if they don't know anybody, that's, you know, a barrier. So now we start by promoting, hey, we're going to try to get your child on a team of kids from the same schools. So the fun part of it also comes down to having great staff, people that believe in that philosophy. You have volunteer coaches that we have, that we recruit, but they have to buy into that philosophy that it's not about the wins and losses. It's about the skill development. It's about the friendships that these kids are going to make, teaching them life skills, you know, how to manage adversity, you know, how to work together as a team. All of these great things that happen in youth sports, those are the things that we strive to, and trying to, you know, promote that fun aspect, like I said, through the generation of teams, through schools, and then having refs that explain the rules are, you know, vested into the program. And then those coaches, they have to be the ones that are with the kids the most, but they are, you know, a great conduit for what we're trying to accomplish here.
Talking to Cable Helmbrecht, Director of Recreation at the Oshkosh Area School District. As you talk to people in your community, parents, kids, and beyond, do you sense a hunger for this kind of stuff, the more free play approach to a youth activity?
It's really refreshing, actually, to hear that there is a need and there is a want for that. People don't want to necessarily go and, you know, travel out of the city every weekend, or, you know, not that there's anything wrong, because there might come a time and place where that's what the child needs. But, you know, when we do our youth basketball league, we always send out a follow-up survey to families. And, you know, we're clipping in at, you know, a 93% satisfaction rate. And, you know, just listening to some of the comments, talking to some of the parents at the leagues, they're like, we're so excited that this is an option for their child. He's having so much fun. He's learning a lot. He's making a lot of friends. It's out there. And a lot of people just perhaps don't know that there's different avenues. We're not the only game, you know, in town. YMCA offers a great program as well. You know, some lower cost options, but it's kind of refreshing to hear that the positive remarks and the overall satisfaction that we receive from our families regarding our programs.
As we wrap up, Cable, are you looking for help of the community? If people are listening in your area and say, hi, I could coach one of those sports, are you looking for that kind of community support?
Yeah, 100%. We always are looking for, you know, coaches that are energetic. And it's not even necessarily that they need to know about basketball. That's a big fear sometimes, or whatever sport it may be, is like, I'd really love to coach, but I don't know how to run an offense, or I don't know anything about basketball. And it's like, that's okay. You know, we can help you we offer practice plans. We set things up for them. We reserve spaces for them. So we try to give them all the tools for their toolbox that they'll need. But the biggest thing is just being a positive role model for the kids, you know, having fun with the kids, and, you know, just being there and being an active adult in their lives is huge. So yeah, there's plenty of opportunities, not only on the coaching side, but on our staff side, you know, with our refs and things. They're intricately involved in the management of the games and coaching the kids and working with the coaches. So there's opportunities all over the place with us.
Okay, well, thanks so much for joining us.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Cable Helmbrecht is the Director of Recreation at the Oshkosh Area School District. He was with us today for a look at youth sports programs in Oshkosh and how they try to keep fun and play at the center of those sports. Earlier, we heard from author Dion Kohler about her new book, More Than Play, How Law, Policy, and Politics Shape American Youth Sport. Hey, have you participated in, as a player, a parent, coach, ref, a great youth sports program around Wisconsin or beyond? Tell us about it. Email wisconsintoday@wpr.org. That's wisconsintoday@wpr.org.